And a three in the corner on the way. It's going to be off the heel. No good by Suntech. Lytle's able to tip the ball to herself and swing it over to Aitken. Aitken will lay it up and in. 8-7 Centura. Good start to this girls' basketball game.
Today, it's the opening round of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament as the Overton Eagles battle the Centura Centurions. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Low pass to Tanner Ryan. Almost lost it away. Now backdoor's wide open. Aiden got lost, and he's got the easy layup. Somebody lost Matt Aiton as they went for that loose ball. Aiton, second bucket of the game.
The holiday break is over and the teams get back to work today. Centura and Overton play again Thursday against either Loup City or the host Ravenna. It's the Eagles and the Centurions coming up next in the Blue Jay Holiday Tournament. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the final week of 2011. Doug Duda here along with you on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for holiday basketball tournaments. We have got a ton of basketball over the next 3 days on our network of stations. Today we start here on ESPN. We'll also be covering the Kearney Catholic Tournament, the Aurora Tournament, and the Minden Holiday Tournament on 1230 KHAS, the Breeze 94.5, and Classic Hits 98.9. Just a handful of tournaments getting underway today. Newman Grove, Arapahoe, of course, the Greater Nebraska Conference Tournament underway here in an hour going on over at Lexington with Lexington, Kearney, and Hastings among the teams playing there. But this afternoon, here on ESPN Radio, we are at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament as the Centura Centurions take on the Overton Eagles. Then at 4:30, Ravenna will play Loup City. That doubleheader will be heard on 98.9, right in the midst of the college football bowl season. Glad to have you along with us. You can also hear our games on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Should be a We would have thought at least a pretty good matchup here in this first girls game. You've got 4-1 Overton against 7-1 Centura, already 8 games under their belt. But Overton is going through the flu, and they will lose 4-year starter Lori Callahan today. She really can get out of about any situation, and when Centura puts that pressure on, you would have expected Callahan to be the gal they go to get the ball into the front court. And we've seen them shoot the ball pretty well this year in their 5 games, especially when they put 69 up against Pleasanton. This is a team that can get to the 50s, but Centura, with that pressure, that's going to be the key today. If Overton can't break the press, Centura will have a heyday today. And their only loss comes to Sandy Creek in that early season tournament. The state-ranked Sandy Creek Cougars. Centura ranked 6th and 8th in the 2 major newspapers. Break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Come back, look at the starting lineups right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take a look at the starting lineups, as always, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution. Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Thanking you for your hospitality and your business the last year. Looking forward to serving you in 2012. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for the Overton Lady Eagles. Number 12 is a 5'6 sophomore, Kinsey Enox. Number 24 is a 5'5 senior, Paige Smith. Number 30 is a 5'3 junior, Chelsea Brown. Number 34, a 5'8 sophomore, Madison Beavers. And number 44, 5'6 senior, Miranda Farley. Head coach of the Overton Eagles is Chris Slecka, assisted by Madison Ayton and Alicia Carpenter. Overton is 4-1 on the season with their lone loss coming to state-rated Loomis. For Centura, number 10 is a 5'4 sophomore, Taylor Turek. Number 12 is a 5'4 senior, Taylor Wetzel. Number 22 is a 5'9 senior, Courtney Aitken. Number 32 is a 6-foot senior, Jessica Schultes. And number 44 is a 5'7 senior, Angelica Young. The longtime head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Kerenick and Ashley Schneider. Centura is ranked number 6 and number 8 in the Omaha and Lincoln papers, and that, of course, has not been updated since the preseason. They set at 7-1 on the season. And that's a look at your starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally and take care of you one member at a time. But we'll be back to get things started right after this on ESPN Radio.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready for high school basketball. The girls are up first. First action since the five-day moratorium. And we welcome the Centurion girls back. Remember, last year they had the opportunity to go to Florida and play in a holiday tournament, so they were not here. So their first action in 2 years. They will be the visiting team, the black uniforms with the maroon trim, the home white and blue trim for the Overton Eagles, and we're ready to get things underway. As the ball is in the air and the opening tip fought for, but Centura will come out of there with the basketball. They will move from right to left, Ravenna from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Glad you're with us this afternoon here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Overton coming out in a 2-3 zone here, keeping an eye on Jessica Schultes, the 6-foot senior in the middle. And you've also got a great shooting guard in Courtney Aitken. She's a 4-year starter as the ball is kicked. The whistle you hear in the background. Centura has quite a handful of girls that have some experience in Wetzel and Aitken and Schultes and Young, multiple-year starters here for Coach Mettenbrink. And the three to start the game is off the mark by Courtney Aitken, but Schultes gets the offensive rebound and puts it back up and in. And that's another thing that will have to be a concern for Overton. They do not have the height to match up with Centura, as these young ladies have grown, getting up to about 6 feet tall in a couple of instances there, as we said, with Schultes at 6 feet. And Aitken plays a little taller than that 5'9", as we get a turnover here on Overton on their opening possession. So the ball will come back over into the hands here of Centura. Running the point guard is Taylor Wetzel. She runs it over the left side there to Aitken. Skip pass back over. Wetzel passes up on the three-point opportunity. Dumps it down into the corner to Courtney Aitken. Playing catch around the perimeter here. Eagles kind of forcing them to shoot the three-point ball right here. We haven't seen any dribble penetration yet. Although with each pass, they're trying to get a little closer inside that three-point arc. Finally get it down to Schultes. Wheels and deals, and it's up off the glass and in for Jessica Schultes. She has both buckets here for Centura, and it's 4-0 in favor of the Centurions. Off to a quick start here as Overton will get the ball to the right wing. C2 versus D1. Up the top of the circle with it is Kinsey Enox. Enox blanketed up there by Young. Swings it to the right side. Overton's first shot of the game is too strong by Madison Beavers. And coming out of there with a basketball will be Courtney Aitken. She'll push the ball up the floor, then hit the trailer in Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel bounce past the Schultes. Turnaround jumper off the glass from five is going to spin off. No good. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers. Now they'll put a little pressure onto the backcourt, but Enox does a good job to break it, then throws over the top of it. The Eagles got it down to the left-hand corner to Paige Smith. She tried the entry pass, and a foul is called. Well, it looks like Coach Blecka hasn't prepared for what Centura is going to throw at him, and the foul is going to be called on Courtney Aitken. That'll be the first foul of the game. Eagles only 9 girls suited up here today, and one of those, sophomore Abby Miller, suiting for the first time as Lori Callahan is out with the flu. And Coach Blecka said he'd had it the last 2 or 3 days, and it's not good, so it's going through the area as Chelsea Brown is pushed out on the right side of the key. Picture dribble up, tries the bounce pass into the corner, gets it to Enox, now throws it down into the paint. We've got another foul called. A little too physical inside. Angelica Young should be where the foul is called here. And Leon Pearson says, yes, that's where it's at. First foul on Young, and Overton will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Stack it on the right side of the lane. Looking, they force it in, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Schultes. So they'll try it again. Move from the left side of the hoop to the right side of the hoop. We're just underway. 5:44 to go here in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Centura. And Overton will throw it all the way out to the top of the circle to Smith. Got to look for her to maybe get some points in this game if they're going to be competitive, but her pass inside is going to be stripped away by Schultes. Second turnover for Overton, and Centura will run the floor. Get it into the left-hand corner to Turek. Back up Wetzel. Reverse it right side to Young. Moving it around this 2-3 zone. Wetzel with the triple penetration decides not to take the shot. Kicks it into the paint to Courtney Aitken. And at the free throw line, she'll be fouled before she can get the shot away. This will be the first foul of the game on Overton. And it looks like it's going to be on number 30, Chelsea Brown. And Centura will take it out. They'll work it around the perimeter, try to set up a jumper on the baseline, which they do for Aitken. It's off the mark, no good. The rebound is deflected out into the hands of Taylor Turek. They'll reset it, give it to Aitken. She'll drive through the double team and then miss the layup. It's stuck on the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers, who had an extremely good game the time we saw her against Pleasanton, over 20 points in that contest. But they haven't been able to get it into her yet in the contest as she is being blanketed by Jessica Schultes, the 6-foot senior. Working on her in the man-to-man here for Centura. Just can't get the ball anywhere right now for Overton. They do force it inside, trying to get the jumper. It is up no good by Miranda Farley. And the rebound is brought down by Courtney Aitken. And Aitken will take the long pass up the floor, and a travel will be called. First turnover on Centura. And the Centurions will go to the bench and bring in Kara Lyon. And checking out of the ball game, it looks like Young will come out for a breather. 4-0 Centura, 4:36 to go here in quarter number one. Centura's missed a few shots, and Overton hasn't had a chance to make many. With that backcourt pressure, we've got a tie-up, and the arrow will point the way of Overton, so they'll maintain possession. Just a little too much height, a little too much speed here for Centura. Overton's going to have to shoot the ball well when they do get shots. Full court pressure, and Brown takes her time getting it in. Finds Smith. Beavers the outlet, but they don't make the long pass to her. And now in the front court, the ball will be stolen away. Overton gives it up for the third time. Now Centura has trouble handling it. It ends up in the hands of Wetzel in the paint. She's covered. Has to kick it out. Here's the Aitken from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Courtney a little cool coming out of the holiday break. Rebound brought down by Paige Smith. And it looks like one of the gals might have had a shoe come off, so that's why you've got the whistle. Again, girls game, then the boys scheduled for 2:45. Then we switch to the second semifinal matchup with Ravenna hosting Loup City at 4:30. We'll switch that over to Classic Hits 98.9. We've got the Holiday Bowl between Texas and California tonight. Pregame at 6, kickoff at 7 here on ESPN. Inbounds pass comes to Enox, gets by the double team, makes the long pass up the floor, and a double dribble called. They finally had somebody open. And Farley was a little too excited to get rid of that basketball, and as she went from the dribble to the pass, dropped it, and the travel call. So we're midway through the first quarter, and Centura only up 4-0. They've missed quite a few shots, as we said, And Overton, if they can hang in here and get through these first quarter jitters, might be able to hang around for a while. And Centura is going to call a timeout. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink doesn't like what she's seeing from her offense. She told me that a little bit of the problem so far this year when they do struggle is that they're standing around, and maybe that's what she's seeing here from this zone defense. 3:47 to go, first quarter, 4-0 Centura. We'll be right back.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loop City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
And welcome back to Ravenna, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Doug Duda with you here as we bring you the Ravenna Holiday Tournament again on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. Out of the Centura timeout, they lead 4-0, our clock ticking to 3:40, and they get it up top to Taylor Turek. Trying to find a way to get it inside to Schulte. She has both their buckets. She gets this one, but the turnaround jumper no good, and the rebound pulled down by Madison Beavers. Gives it off to Enox, who's done a pretty good job handling the basketball here. Into the front court, Chelsea Brown to the right-hand corner. Cut off on the baseline by Wetzel. So they'll reverse it left side to Smith. And on her is Courtney Aitken, and a travel going to be called. The fifth turnover for Overton. You can't throw over them, and they're quick enough to get into those passing lanes playing the man-to-man defense here. You can feel the struggle here for Overton. They seem to have the right game plan when they're getting the chance to move the ball, but Centura just a little too quick for him. You can already tell that here in the first quarter. Again into Schultes. This time the jumper from eight is up and in. All 6 points for Centura comes from Jessica Schultes, and their first point here in over 2.5 minutes. Eagles get the ball across the timeline. They are tapped, trapped, and they'll throw it away. Making the steal is going to be Kara Lyon. Up the floor come the Centurions trying to go transition. The ball gets away from Wetzel. She'll chase it down to the right-hand corner. Get it to Aitken. And Courtney will back it to the top of the circle. Now they get it to her. Left side of the key, Schultes will throw it over to Aitken. It's over her head. She'll save it in to Wetzel. Back to Courtney. Squares up but decides not to take the three-pointer. Trying to look inside. They throw over the top here. There they've got the long-range jumper, the 18-footer Turek. No good. Rebound to Overton. Miranda Farley's there. And then the ball knocked away. There's a scramble, and Overton will grab it and call a timeout. So a timeout on the floor. Overton still looking for their first points of the basketball game. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter here. A little rusty maybe coming out of the holiday tournament break, but they're also taking on a good Centura team. 6-0 Centura. We'll be right back.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And we're back to action at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament here on ESPN Radio. Overton out of the timeout, tries to run the pick and roll, but Centura's right on top of it, and Aitken comes from the back, gets the steal, coast-to-coast, layup up and in. Courtney Aitken with her first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 8-0 Centura, and on the full court pressure, Overton turns it over, and that is their eighth turnover, and kind of what you might have expected without Callahan in there because of the flu, not here for the Eagles. Just struggling with what is a really good Centura team. Ravenna plays Loop City on the other side. It would be a pretty big shocker if it's not Centura and Ravenna playing in the finals again tomorrow as they get it inside, and Lyon hits the turnaround jumper. So Centura starting to find a little seam in the middle of that 2-3 zone and starting to make some of those shots. Schultes missed a few early, but now they've hit their last two, and it's 10-0, and Overton just needs to get on the board here and get some confidence going. They're running hard. They get off the pick, go to the high post. One dribble, the left-handed jumper from 8, sits on the rim, won't go for Farley. Rebound pulled down by 8, surveys the floor. Long outlet pass underneath. The short jumper is up, and it is good for Brooklyn Nitsch, who came in during that last timeout, and she'll get her first shot up and in, just 5'5 junior. And it's 12-0 Centura here in the first quarter. Centura has got to be very pleased with their defense, and now it's tapped away, and here comes a layup again at the other end, and a foul is going to be called. That will send Courtney Aitken to the line. The referee said if she missed it that bad, there must have been a foul, and it will be called on Chelsea Brown. That's the second foul on her and on Overton. First free throws of the afternoon. Glad you're along with us on ESPN Radio. First of 12 games that I have for you over the next 3 days. Plus, we've got the Kearney Catholic Tournament tomorrow, all four games here on ESPN. All four games of the Ravenna Tournament tomorrow will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Free throw is up and in, and Casey Krolikowski, a 5'8 freshman, checks in for the last minute here of the first quarter. As Centura's got their offense figured out the last couple of minutes, and it is up and in. They've scored 10 points here in less than 2 minutes, and that makes it 14-0 in favor of Centura as they are coasting here in the opening quarter against a pretty good Overton team that's going to do some damage in the Fort Kearney Conference, you have to figure. They're 4-1, off to a good start already. But as they keep trying to force it inside, Overton keeps knocking it away. And here they come up to Wetzel, left baseline, cut off. The Eagles are hustling. And again, when you've only got 9 girls suited, that could be a problem. They get it into the paint. This shot by Krolikowski is good, and she'll draw the foul. So Casey Krolikowski gets a chance at a 3-point play. And the foul on the Eagles going to be called on Paige Smith. Her first, and the free throw is too strong with the rebound tipped and ripped down by Overton, and Miranda Farley will get it. And fighting for that rebound was Jessica Schultes, and she just about grabbed it out of there, but apparently got a little bit of the arm, and that'll be her first personal foul. 23 seconds remain here in the opening quarter, and it is all Centura leading it 16-0 against Overton. Centura hasn't necessarily been shooting lights out this season. They started out slow with a 34-32 opening night win over Wood River, lost 49-42 to Sandy Creek. They've run off 6 in a row. But during that streak, they've only got over 50 points 3 times. And now the ball knocked away. But they've played 1-5, 1-5, 0-6, 3-6. In some of those, they did play a 3-2. Their game against York actually got postponed. I need to cross that one out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they have won 6 in a row, but did get a win. The only team that has a winning record that they've played since the opening weekend, since Sandy Creek, is Ord. Here's a 3-point shot up and in for the Eagles. They're on the board. Paige Smith, their first 3 is good. Still 6 seconds to go for Centura. See if they can get a shot off. I'm not sure they know how much time is left. 2-1. The shot at the horn is on the way for 3, and it is short by Nitsch. And that is the end of the first quarter of play, dominated by Centura. In the opening round of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, girls game, Centura 16, Overton 3. We'll be back with quarter number 2 after this on ESPN Radio.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClinahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. We go to the second quarter. It will be Centurion basketball, they lead it 16-3. The big story, the turnovers, Overton 10, Centura 1 in the first quarter. Rebounds, Overton 6, Centura 5. Jessica Schultes leads the way with 6 points for Centura as they are up 16-3 to begin the second quarter of play. Working against the 2-3 zone, they get it to the high post and double team there. Can't get the shot as Aitken kicks it to the left side. Wetzel, she'll try the three. It is no good. Long rebound. Goes all the way into the back court, and Centura trying to get to it, grabs it and can't get their feet stopped, so they're called for the walk. And an unusual play. Overton will get the ball underneath their own hoop with nobody able to grab the rebound. And to throw it in is Brown. Looking, gets it into the paint. She gets it to Beavers. Short jumper skips out, won't go. Well-executed play, and that ball just would not fall in the hole. Courtney Aitken, her fourth board, brings it into the paint, shuffles it off to Schultes, who puts up the short jumper and scores. 8 for Schultes, and 18-3 now in favor of the Centurions. Enochs and Brown trying to find a way to get that ball up the floor here for the Eagles. Long pass down the floor. They'll get it to Smith, and then her pass trying to get it to Farley is stolen away by Aitken. Courtney has a majority of these steals, and she drives it right down the lane, and she'll get the foul called. And if it's on Brown, that would be her third. Again, Coach Bleck's crew playing very shorthanded here today. And the foul on Chelsea is her third. First-year Coach Bleck taking over, of course, for Glenn Snodgrass, who moved on to York for football reasons, but he was also the girls' basketball coach at Overton. And checking in will be Addie Fisher, a 5'4 sophomore here for the Eagles, and Brown will go to the sidelines with 7:06 to go here in the first half with three fouls. Shoulder Aitken missed the first free throw. The second one, though, is good. 5 points now for Courtney. Three of those from the line, and it's 19-3. Eagles looking to get the ball in. A lot of pressure here. They'll get it to Enochs. Enochs is finding a way to get the ball in. For the most part, gets it into the front court. She's trying to work left to right and back to the left again against Wetzel. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it off to Smith, right back to Kinsey. Tough man-to-man defense by the Centurions. Aitken's been all over the place. A near steal again, but she'll step out of bounds. We mentioned last year how she'd really kind of grown up physically and just was a shooter basically when she came on as a freshman, and now she can do it all on the steal by Wetzel. Coast-to-coast layup, missed it. Rebound back up and in by Taylor Turek. So they do get the putback, but Centura, that will be a source of concern, you would have to think, for Coach Mettenbrink as they get later on in the season. They have missed quite a few short ones. And the ball underneath the hoop, a foul is called. Foul going to be on Young. That'll be the second on Angelica. Fourth team foul on the Centurions. And the Eagles will take the ball out here in the front court with 6.5 to go in quarter number two. Try to get it up top. They do to Farley. Farley gets it to Enochs so they can set up an offense here. Basically just trying to find a way to get that ball into the paint, and Centura's everywhere. Now they set a pick. Beavers driving and got tripped up kind of on her own foot there and has to kick it back out into Farley. Takes the turnaround jumper. Shot no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds off of Centura. Later today, Loup City will take on Ravenna in the second part of our doubleheader. And of course, with Ravenna being so highly ranked, you have to figure that they're the obvious favorite in both of those games. If the tournament plays out by seed, you would see maybe a couple of really good games tomorrow, especially in the championships, as we've seen in the past here. Eagle ball, and the ball knocked away. Out of bounds it goes. Enochs kind of got run over there by Aitken going for the steal at midcourt. The ball goes out of bounds, and they'll throw it in again. So Centura, they're going to keep the pressure on throughout the first half as the long pass again is deflected and out of bounds. And right now that's the thing for the fans. It will drag the game out if you can't get the ball in. So many deflected passes, so many inbounds plays with the clock not running, and it does not allow anybody to get, especially Overton, into any kind of a rhythm here. At least they were moving the ball in the first quarter. Now it's a lot more standing around, and we have got a 5-second count. As we say, standing around on Overton, their 13th turnover. 21-3, Centura, 5:50 to go here in the first half. Centurions get it to Young. Back up top, they'll go to Turek. Swing it left side to Wetzel. play and catch back up top. Get it to Young. Bounce pass inside they go. Swing it out for an 18-footer that's on the way, and it's in and out from Taylor Turek. And the rebound brought down by Miranda Farley. That'll be her third. Up the floor, Enochs. Kicks it in the left-hand corner, Smith. Head and shoulder fake comes to the baseline. Wetzel knocks it away, and it's going to be off of Overton. Don't keep a shot chart up here, but Overton's number of shots would be less than 10 at this point in the game, and we have played 10 and a half minutes. 21-3. Unfortunately, Centura's missed more shots than Overton has even taken in this game, and they're still up by 18. Top of the circle with Turek. Swing it left side to Wetzel. Looking inside, Schultes and Aitken, they're right next to each other, so they'll need to break that away. And then a throwaway for Centura, just their second turnover of the basketball game. Overshot one teammate, and trying to run it down over there. Wetzel couldn't get to it before it went out of bounds. Overton at three-quarter court will try and get it in. The pressure's still there. Wetzel went for the steal, couldn't get it. Enochs up the floor to reach in foul, going to be called on Courtney Aitken. That will be her second and the team's fifth. Don't forget, tomorrow here on ESPN Radio, Amherst will play North Platte St. Pat's, and Kearney Catholic will play Ogallala in the first round of the Kearney Catholic Tournament from Cope Gymnasium. We've got a timeout on the floor for Overton. 5:03 to go in the first half. It's all Centura, 21-3 here on ESPN.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, back at Ravenna. As always, want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the great folks here at Ravenna for their hospitality. First of the 8 games of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and the Overton girls trying to find a way to get that ball up towards the hoop here. They are just being smothered by this Centura defense. Take nothing away from the Centurions. They came out to play here, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Smith swings it over to Beavers. They would love to get Madison a couple of shots or get her open. They've actually had to bring her out of the paint because they can't get the ball to her. Now Farley drives, puts the jumper up and scores. Miranda with the first two-point bucket of the game for Overton. It's 21-5. Up the floor with it will come Aitken. Courtney up top into the ball game is Brooklyn Nitch out of that timeout. Also in there is going to be Kara Lyon. Nitch at the top of the circle. Gives it off to Casey Krolikowski, who checked in as well. They are in there with Aitken and Schultes, so they've rotated three. Centura will be able to rotate. They've got a couple of more girls suited up. Krolikowski in the paint. It spins all the way around. No good. Schultes offensive rebound. Back up and in. 10 points now for Jessica Schultes in the contest. And good hard work in the paint there by the Centurions. Midway through quarter number two, 23-5 Centura. Enochs gets it over to the left wing to Smith. Into Farley. Hand in her back. Takes the turnaround jumper. It skips out. No good. Rebound brought down by Aitken. That'll be her fifth rebound of the ball game. Long outlet pass to Krolikowski, and she's going to be fouled by Farley. So to the line to shoot a pair of free throws will be Casey Krolikowski. She hit a bucket in the first quarter on a part of a three-point play. She did not execute the free throw. So looking for her first free throw here. And it's on the way, and it's off the mark. No good. Don't forget, as always, the game's can be heard on the web, any of them that we broadcast on our network of stations at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, no good. Comes out long and winning the wrestle job for that. Madison Beavers actually stripped it out of the hands that time of Aitken. Aitken had it first, but Beavers yanked it away, and Overton will bring it into the front court, try to get it to Beavers, and there's a fight for it. Schultes wants it, and it goes out of bounds off of the Centurions. So the Eagles will take it out of the baseline. They'll stack everybody along the free throw line for Paige Smith to throw it in. Smith looking for Beavers. She fights her way into the paint, puts the shot up, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Krolikowski. Up the floor, they come with a long pass into the baseline. Caroline takes the short jumper. It's no good. Rebound is tipped out to Schultes. They'll try again. Swing it right side. Jumper. Nitch. In. Brooklyn with her second bucket of the ball game. 4 points for her. 25-5 Centura. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll talk about the other holiday tournaments beginning today. Turnaround jumper, Paige Smith, up and in. So she gets her second bucket of the ball game. We'll also preview the rest of today's games here from Ravenna. Ball on the right side with it is going to be Courtney Aitken. Back up top, Aitken going to try the 19-footer. It's in and out, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Addie Fisher. Again, on the bench with three fouls for most of this quarter has been Chelsea Brown. Fisher in her place. He knocks it to the front court, gets it to Fisher, tries the right baseline, runs out of room, bounce pass into the paint. Beavers didn't see that one coming, and it's turned over up the floor. Here come the Centurions. Kick it right side, three-pointer on the way. Good. Brooklyn Inch hits the first three of the game for Centura. She's got 7 points for the 5'5 junior. 28-7 in favor of Centura. They were up 16-0 at the start of this game. Here's Beavers right baseline. Comes up short off the iron. Rebound brought down by Jessica Schultes. Gets it to the outlet pass. Now it's kicked around because the pass was too deep and the steal made. Centura just their third turnover of this first half. Overton brings it across the time. Enochs on the left wing. Her jump pass going to be swatted out of bounds off of her as it was deflected by Courtney Aitken. Now checking into the ball game for the Eagles of Overton. Here comes the sophomore Abby Miller suiting up today. Again in place of Lori Callahan, not taking her place, but suiting up on the roster for her. She's out with the flu today, which has been going around apparently in Overton. As Centura will try a three from the left-hand corner. They'll hit another one, and that one's Casey Kwilikowski. So the girls off the bench right now are doing okay for Coach Kathy Mettenbrink as they continue to pad their first half lead. 31-7, a minute 15 to go. Ball into the right-hand corner. Miller with the dribble. Stops and kicks it back out to Enochs. Aitken all over her. Gives it to the baseline. Farley's open. She'll hit the 8-footer. Miranda Farley with her second bucket of the quarter. And it is 31-9. Centura, fast break. Three, Nitch, up no good that time. Backside rebound. Farley's down there to run it down, her fourth. And Centura will clear the ball off to Enochs. Unguarded, she'll bring it across the timeline. And now Aitken will pick her up. Looking for somebody to come off the screen. Smith is covered, so they'll give it to Miller. Miller not looking to shoot at all. Beavers comes out and takes it, drives right baseline, jumpers up and in. Madison Beavers with her first bucket of the ball game. And finally, Overton's getting some shots to fall here as they are down 31-11. Chance maybe to play for the last shot here for Centura. Looks like Aitken is going to dribble the ball between the circles here, looking for that opportunity as the clock winds down to 15 seconds. Aitken goes into the left-hand corner, gets it to Nitch. Nitch puts the jumper up, no good. Got her own rebound, kicks it out to Aitken. A long three is in and out, no good. She got her own rebound. Scoop shot at the horn is good. And that will bring us to halftime. With your score, the sixth-ranked 7-1 Centura Lady Centurions 33, the 4-1 Overton Lady Eagles 11. This is the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament, and when we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report as we continue on with high school holiday basketball tournaments on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN and KICS, Kearney, Overton, and Minden.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
One of the greatest joys this season is the opportunity to say thank you and wish producers and customers the very best this holiday season. The employees at CHS Agri-Service Center send best wishes for peace, joy, and happiness for the holiday season. Sincerely appreciating your business and looking forward to working with you in 2012, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to ESPN Radio's coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament. We've reached halftime, and that means the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages, and probably coming off the Christmas break, there'll be a lot of wrapping paper and bows and all kinds of things to pick up this week for the folks. And glad that they're there for you at Ravenna Sanitation. 33-11 it is. Centura, their defense, dictating the pace of this first half of basketball here at Ravenna. And we're glad you're along with us as they lead Overton at the half. Don't forget the boys' game coming your way next. Centura, a team that has struggled the last couple of years in a lot of the boys' sports, and they're starting to maybe turn the tide here a little bit. They're just 1-6 this year. Their football team struggled a little bit. I know they want more, but you take a look at some of the teams that they have played, and you know, the teams that are about their record, they have played close. They did get a win over Palmer, but Grand Island Central Catholic and Ord and Columbus Lakeview and Adams Central, I mean, they've played some pretty big schools already. And today they'll take on an Overton ball club that is 4-1 on the season and state rated in Class D1 and has been a state tournament player quite a few times over the last few years. And Coach Jay Stair, again, has a pretty good group of kids. We saw them over not the entire starting unit for Pleasanton a couple of weeks ago really shoot the ball well. And if they shoot the ball well, not only will they win today, they have a really good chance of giving Ravenna a battle tomorrow if Ravenna can get by Loup City. And that's kind of the interesting story. The Loup City boys so far this season, they were really banged up from football, and that probably has kept them from being 6-1 right now on the season. They have a two-point loss to St. Paul, who's 5-1, lost to Aurora. That's St. Paul's only loss. Loup City played them to 2 in their last game back on the 16th. Then they lost by 4 to Anselmo Myrna and in overtime to Pleasanton by 4, and that was without a couple of their starting five. So this is a ball club that you have to think, if they were healthy, is 2 points away from being undefeated. Instead, they're 4-3, and we'll see. That they don't even have 10 kids suited up for the Loup City boys, and they're finding a way to get it done with a bunch of youngsters that have played together, kind of one of that crew of kids that has played since they were fourth, fifth, sixth graders, and they keep on playing, gelling, and we'll see how they do here in the holiday tournament. But Centura and Overton boys up next. Overton will want to push it. Centura will want to slow it down, and we'll see which style wins out in that basketball game. Here it is 33-11, halftime of our girls' game. Centura with the lead over Overton. We want to remind you that the Ravenna Loup City games will switch over to Classic Hits 98.9, and then tomorrow all four games starting at 1 o'clock from this tournament will be on Classic Hits 98.9. And tomorrow here on ESPN Radio, all four games of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. And we will have those games for you here on ESPN Radio beginning tomorrow at 1:30 with Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's doubleheader. And then the Kearney Catholic Ogallala doubleheader will begin at 5 o'clock. Newman Grove tournament going on today. Heartland Lutheran and Giltner playing in the first round. Newman Grove taking on North Loup Scotia Elba in the first round. Also at Arapahoe, Pleasanton and SEM girls are just about ready to get underway at 1:45. And Arapahoe plays Hitchcock County on the other side. And at the top of the hour, the GNAC tournament, Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference tournament, gets underway in Lexington. The Columbus Hastings girls are playing at 2. The Lexington Kearney girls are playing at 5:30. They played a six-point game just before the holiday break, so that could be an interesting matchup. On the boys' side, Lexington plays Norfolk at 7:15, and Kearney and Hastings play at 7:15. If the Kearney boys do advance to the finals against what you have to assume would be a Norfolk squad ranked in the top 4 in the state, we would have that game for you Friday afternoon here on ESPN. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the first half stats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
High school sports contests. What a memorable occasion. Let Julie Nitsch capture your memories and teach you how to preserve them with her portrait studio and scrapbooking center. Senior photos, kids, families, weddings, and more. Go to portraitsandpages.com to learn more. Portraits and Pages, 223 South High Street in Carroll, and on Facebook too. Just search Portraits and Pages. Portraits and Pages, a proud supporter of Centura High School activities. Go Centurions!
Nabisco Sports on the Brinks of the downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Nabisco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Nabisco Sports on the Brinks, downtown Kearney.
Let's take a look at the first half stats now here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for Overton. Addie Fisher has a rebound. Paige Smith, 5 points and a rebound. Madison Beavers, 2 points, 4 rebounds. And Miranda Farley has 4 points and 4 rebounds in the basketball game. On the season for Overton, Madison Beavers has led this team doing the scoring so far this year. And she averages... right in the ball game, you got four kids that are very balanced. Beavers gets about 9. Chelsea Brown gets about 11, and she has been shut out here, although was in foul trouble. And against the Enochs, averages about 12. Lori Callahan, who is out with the flu today, averages about 10. They had 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. They have not been to the free throw line, attempted 1 3-pointer, which Paige Smith made. And in the turnover department, that's the problem against this very good Centura defense. 10 in the first quarter and 6 in the second. Foul situation, Chelsea Brown has 3. Nobody else with more than 1. 3 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. At the half, Overton 11 points, 10 rebounds. They've not been to the free throw line, 1 of 1 from 3-point land, 16 turnovers. For Centura, Taylor Turek, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Courtney Aitken, 7 points and a team-high 6 rebounds. Casey Kulikowski, 5 points and a rebound. Brooklyn Nitch has 7 points and a rebound. Jessica Schultes leads the way with 10 points, 4 rebounds. Caroline has 2 points. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Free throw or 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 2 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 1 of the first and 2 of the second. Foul situation, Aitken and Young each have 2. Centura had 16 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second. At the half, the Centurions have 33 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, and 3 turnovers. At the half, 7-1 Centura leads 4-1 Overton, 33-11. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we're ready to get the second half of basketball underway here on ESPN Radio. Overton will get the basketball, and they trail 33-11, trying to get it into Beavers. The pass is behind her. There'll be a tie-up, and, of course, that means the ball will go to Overton since, or go to Centura since Overton got the ball to start the quarter. Overton's got to find a way to cut down on those turnovers. That is going to be the biggest story here of the second half. They started to shoot the ball and hit a few shots there in the last 3 minutes as the three-pointer is going to be on the way by Taylor Turek. No good. Offensive rebound. Aitken cannot get it to go. And out of bounds to Overton. That's got to be about as frustrating as anything right now for the Centurions. They have so many opportunities inside. They've made a few, but they have sure missed a few as well. Brown in the paint. Double team. Kicks it up to Enochs. Kinsey's got to get a shot away here eventually. Now Brown will take the jumper from the free throw line off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Aitken. That's her 8th. Gets it into the paint. Short jumper missed again. Offensive rebound Young, and she'll be able to clean it up. First bucket, first rebound of the game for Angelica Young. 35-11 in favor of Centura. Going to cruise, it looks like, to an easy victory here as the Eagles have the ball going from right to left here in the second half. Ball up top to Brown. Off the right side, they give it to Enochs. Enochs just tries to get a shot away, throws it into Beavers and overthrows her. And it'll be stolen away by Young. Aitken is on Enochs and just shutting her down. At the other end, Turek, 10-footer on the baseline, is up and in. That's Wetzel, excuse me. Taylor, the wrong Taylor I had. Taylor Wetzel gets her first bucket of the basketball game. Just a matter of how many shots are going to go in here as they try to get it inside to Farley. And the entry pass denied by Young. She'll be called for the foul, and that's the third on Angelica Young. So she has three, and Aitken has two, and in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to make any difference, but you want to be able to play a little bit. Enochs will get a shot off the inbounds. It's too strong, no good, and the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll belong to Centura as Wetzel was there for the rebound. And we're going to get a timeout here fairly early in the third quarter of play. A 30-second timeout with 6:17 to go, taken by Overton. It's 37-11. Centura will be right back.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Well, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're glad you're back with us here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda at the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament, taking you into 2012. Weren't we just getting ready for the new millennium? Time flies. Kind of funny, too, because you're talking about getting ready for the new millennium. That's when these seniors would have been in kindergarten, first grade. So time does fly, and you've got some good athletes out here. As Centura gets it into Schultes, she is whacked on the arm from behind. Four Eagles were right there on her defensively, and they know they want to get the ball to Schultes inside, and unfortunately that's on Brown, and that is her fourth. And right now, if you're Coach Blecka, what do? You kind of got to leave her in there as they get it into Schultes on the inbounds. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down, and Smith is going to foul Young. Young will go to the line. I mean, yeah, they're going to put in Addie Fisher here, but for as much as Brown has played, she was out 7 minutes in the first quarter, and now there's 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. You can't really afford to leave her on the bench the whole third quarter because it just doesn't matter. With the score at 37-11. Young misses the first free throw. The second one, no good. So that's going to be one of the spots that Centura's got to improve on. They're 3 of 9 at the line right now. Overton breaks the press, and then when they get into the front court, they turn it over. It's stolen by Young. Bounce pass, beautiful. Gets it to Aitken, and Courtney will lay it up and in. Well done by Young. They keep that backcourt pressure on. Enochs gets across the timeline, then stops her dribble. Goes to midcourt to Fisher. Fisher holds the ball, trying to get it back over to Enochs. Steps through the double team and walks. 20 turnovers here in the ball game now for Overton. And with 5:30 to go in the third quarter, Centura ready to roll here. As they have got the full complement of 12 girls suited up today. Three-pointer, Young. She'll try it. She'll hit it. First three of the game. Young has all 5 of her points in this quarter. And it's 42-11, a 9-0 start to the quarter by Centura. They started the game on a 16-0 run. Beavers finally gets the ball. Dribbles to the right side of the key. Looks for somebody to get in the paint. There's nobody there. Then tries to throw it out to Smith. Got in the back court. And an over and back will be called, not tipped by Centura. Overton just outmatched here today. Centura's a good basketball team. They get it in, and a foul on the shot. Beavers going to be called for the foul as they will send Courtney Aitken back to the line. She's made 3 of her 4 free throws, only Centurion to make some free throws today. The foul on Madison will be her first personal foul. Third foul of the half on Overton. And the free throw is on the way, and it hits the front of the rim. Coming in for Overton is going to be Abby Miller. And for Centura, the three gals that we saw come off the bench and do well, all of them in the first half. And that is Casey Krolikowski, Brooklyn Nitch, and Caroline. Second free throw now for Aitken. And Courtney will put it up, and it spins over the rim and in. So Aitken gets one. She's got 10 points to go along with her 8 rebounds. 43-11. Centura in command. Enoch dribbles all the way in the left-hand corner. Got her teammates calling for it, but there's three gals draping her, and she can't make the pass to anybody, and it's stolen away. And up the floor comes Centura. Quick baseline jumper, Nitch, and she's having a heck of a ball game. It's up and in. 9 points for Brooklyn. And the route continues here for the Centurions. Fisher hands it off to Enox into the front court. Double team gets it back to Fisher. Stumbles at the free throw line. Ball knocked away by Courtney Aitken. Aitken up ahead. Driving in, Nitch has her shot blocked. Enox stays there and blocks the shot. Comes away with a loose ball. Outlet pass to Farley. One-on-one with Schultes. Doesn't like the numbers there, so she'll kick it to the trailer in Miller. And the ball knocked away. Goes off an official, actually. Picked up by Lyon. Kara now needs some help. Kicks it out to Schultes beyond the arc. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 45-11, Centura. Girls game, first of four here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Up top, Nitch, they sag on her in the zone. They'll go over to Krolikowski for three, and it is up and it is in. Casey with her second three. Kind of one of those days you don't need the threes, and you just keep knocking them down, and another timeout will be called here by Overton. They'll have one remaining, so a scoring drought to start the game and a scoring drought to start the second half. It's 48-11, all Centura, and you're listening to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we bring you high school hoops in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. First day that high school athletes can practice and play after the 5-day moratorium so that they're not sneaking kids in for Christmas Day practice. 48-11. All Centura over Overton here. It's going to be the Overton Eagles, just their second loss. Centura will be 8-1 in the backcourt. A reach-in called on Centura. Brooklyn Nitch with her first personal foul. I guess that's kind of the question now. How much longer does Centura keep putting on pressure in the backcourt? They didn't go full court pressure. They just went man-to-man, took the zone trap off. And Miller will get it in to Enox. Or Fisher, excuse me, will get it in to Enox. Gets it back to Addy. Swings it left side to Smith. Gets it into Farley. Overshot her. She was open, and they overthrew her. And that is the 9th turnover of the quarter on Overton. Once again, they're hardly getting any shots because they're turning it over. Fast break the other way. Nitch's shot no good. Fighting for the loose ball. The rebound comes to Krolikowski. And now it's stolen away. Just the 4th turnover for Centura. And up the floor, the ball gets lost. It'll stay with the Eagles. After the holiday tournament, Centura will be back in action with no easy task. Sutton, the girls are struggling a little bit. The boys are good. Sutton at Centura. The Tuesday after the holiday break, January the 3rd. For Overton, they also play on January the 3rd when they host Gibbon. And now more substitutions coming in here for the Centurions. Brianna Dinas, a 5'7 sophomore, checks in, and Haley Garcia checks in as well. Overton will throw it in. So Schultes and Aitken set down for a breather with just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Enox draws the double team. Farley gets it down to the baseline. Miller's shot might have been partially blocked. Comes up short. And the loose ball pulled down by the Centurions. Up the floor they go. And we've got a walk called. Kara Lyon got her first board of the game there. And Centura turns it over for the 5th time. One thing about the holiday tournament, you don't play JV games, no junior varsity. And so it does not hurt to get these kids in when you've got a 48-11 score. And that's exactly what Coach Mettenbrink's going to do, and I would imagine we'll see that for most of the fourth quarter Unfortunately, Overton only has 9 girls suited, so it's not like they can go real deep down the bench. They need to find a way to get these starters going. They had one spurt in the last 2 minutes of the first half. Underneath Beavers, puts it up and in. Madison Beavers on the deflection, puts the ball up and in, and that's the first rebound I have for Overton in this second half. Now it's followed up by another one by Beavers, and she'll give it off to Enox. 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. Smith in the front court. Picks her dribble up, tries to get it inside. Ball deflected, but Beavers will hustle after it and get it at the top of the circle. Knocked out of bounds by the Centurions. Checking into the ball game for Centura. A mystery player. Number 54 in for Centura, who was not on our roster. We apologize for that. Ashlyn Roth does check in. Everybody that I had on the roster has already come in. And, of course, in this situation, you wish the Centura fans were on your side, but they're on the other side of the gym, so we'll do our best to try and figure out who number 54 is for Centura. In the meantime, we've got a foul called here on the Centurions. Taylor Wetzel will come back in. Foul will be on Krolikowski, the first on Casey. And the Eagles will throw the basketball in. Get it in for a short jumper. It rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Centura, and Wetzel will bring it into the front court. Get a starting guard in there to handle the ball a little bit. Into the hands of Roth. Swing it left side to Wetzel. Looks for the cutter. Swings over the skip pass right side to Garcia. Tries to force it inside to Dinas. It's kicked away. You're listening to KXPN, Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The opening game of the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament. Wetzel gets the inbounds pass, goes to the top of the key to Garcia. Left side driving. The shot is going to be blocked from behind by Paige Smith and out of bounds. So yet again, Centura will throw it in with Roth to do so. Into the corner for three. Wetzel puts it up. It is no good. Rebound brought down by the Centurions, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers off the Dinas miss. Outlet pass is stolen away. So back into Centura's hands. Left-hand corner they go. Roth with it. Now force it inside, and Beavers steps in front and makes the steal. Madison up to Enox, and Enox has it tapped away from behind as Wetzel hustled down the court to knock it away. Checking in for Overton, here's Alex Carlson, a 5'3 sophomore. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. 48-13. Centura with the lead. It was 33-11 and a half. Eagles to throw it in. Fisher looking, finally throws it up top, goes into the backcourt, and Paige Smith will grab it and then lose the ball away. I think she expected an over and back call. Garcia with the steal, get it underneath, and Wetzel's fouled. Taylor will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws here with a minute 12 to go in the third quarter. Foul called on Kinsey Enox. That'll be her first. It's been a relatively long game. It's going to take an hour to play the first three quarters. Free throw is no good by Taylor Wetzel. Second free throw coming up. And Wetzel will fire that one up and in. So Taylor gets one of two. Makes it 49-13. Centura, a minute 10 to go, third quarter. As Enox brings the ball across the timeline with a left-hand dribble against the man-to-man from Centura. Fires it into Beavers. Beavers dribbles to the hoop, lays it up and in. It's a little bit more of what we're used to seeing from Madison Beavers. 6 points to go along with 7 rebounds. Wetzel, long outlet pass into the front court to Ashlyn Roth. Back up top to Garcia, swings it to Wetzel. 45 seconds to go in the quarter as they pass it around the perimeter. Garcia swings it left side. Roth has it now on the low post. Ball knocked out of the hands of the Centurions. It's loose on the floor. They save it, kick it out, and they'll clear it. Try it one more time inside. Beavers saw it coming, and she'll step in front of Dinas and make the steal. Up the floor, Paige Smith now. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Enox. Enox to the left elbow. Puts the 15-foot jumper up. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Centurions. With 12 seconds to go, they'll get it into the front court. Wetzel drives in. They're going to call her for a carry. And she made that little stutter move and still had the ball on her palm, and that'll be turnover number 5 of the quarter. Most of the 8 turnovers for Centura have been with the starters on the bench. 9 seconds remain in the third quarter. See if Overton can get a shot away. They'll get it into Enochs. Midcourt with six, but dribbles into the trap. Gives it to Miller. Swings it to Smith. Page will get a 17-footer up and draw the foul on Haley Garcia. With 1 second remaining, she got a good look. And coming over late, Garcia whacked her on the arm. And this will be the first free throw attempt of the ball game for Overton. And Smith will put it up and in. 6 points now for Page, 49-16. And the second free throw is coming up on the way, and it is no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. It is Overton trailing against state-rated Centura, 49-16 here on ESPN Radio. Back with the fourth quarter after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We're ready to head to the third quarter, the fourth quarter of play here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Overton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, but it is all Centura leading it 49-16. Beavers tries to get it to Farley. Back up top, Enoch squares from 17. The shot's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken. That's her ninth long outlet pass. They get it to Young, and Angelica will lay it up and in. All seven of her points here in the second half of play. And the run continues here for the Centurions. 51-16, another steal made. Here's Aitken to the other end. Enochs gets in her way. Then she commits the foul. And that'll be the second on Kinsey Enochs and send Courtney Aitken to the line. Aitken is 4 of 6 from the free throw line. The rest of the team is 1 of 7. 5 of 13 combined. Aitken and Schultes each with 10 points to lead Centura. Courtney's free throw is off the front of the iron. No good. Second free throw for Aitken on the way, and that one is short. Rebound, though, to Schultes, and she is short. They fight for the loose ball, and it comes down to Addie Fisher. Fisher will clear it to Enochs, and the offense gets going here for Overton. Looks right, dribbles left. Looking for Brown, who has those four fouls, hasn't played much because of that. Tries to get it into Beavers. Ball deflected, but Farley is there. She'll put it up off the iron or off the window. No good. Rebound Brown. They'll kick it out for a three. Enochs, it is no good. And finally, Aitken will grab the ball. Long outlet pass at the other end. Wetzel is cherry picking, and she'll lay it up and in. 5 points for Wetzel, and that last rebound for Aitken gives her 10 points and 10 rebounds, according to my numbers. Here with 6:45 to go in the ball game. Don't forget the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. As they try to get it to Beavers, it's deflected out, and Enochs will fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Brown puts it back up and in and draws the foul. Might have been a little gracious by giving her the bucket, but it's been a rough day, so why not? And Brown will get her first bucket, just the fourth Eagle to score here this afternoon. The foul will be called on Taylor Turek, her first. Each team now has five here in the half. And Centura will get the rebound off the miss by Aitken. Kick it into the corner for a three. It is no good. But the rebound is put back up and in. And give the bucket to Angelica Young now. She's come alive here in the second half. 55-18. Centura rolling with 6:10 to go in the ball game. Enochs to the right-hand wing, now brings it into the corner, picks the dribble up, tries a little back cut, a couple passes, they get it to Beavers. Good pass from Brown, but Beavers can't finish, and Schultes will grab her sixth rebound. Off to Aitken, outlet pass, and there were two Centurions there, both thought it was for their other teammate, and it goes right between them and out of bounds. Ninth turnover for Centura, That's compared to 28 for Overton. And out of the ball game comes Wetzel and Young. And back into the ball game will be Krolikowski, Nitsch. They check in. Also, a Lion checks back in. As the bounce pass, trying to get it into Farley. There's a tie-up. The arrow points the way of the Centurions. With 5:45 to go, the boys' game will follow between Overton and Centura right here on ESPN Radio. So stay with us. Ball kicked into the right-hand corner. Get it down to Schulte. She powers her way up on the low block. It's no good. Aitken comes with a backside rebound and puts it off the glass and in. 12 points, 12 rebounds for Aitken. 57-18, all Centura from the get-go. They were out 16-0. Here's a jumper. Smith's open in the lane. Eight-footer, no. Farley rebound. Back up and in. Miranda Farley continues to work hard in there. And we have seen Overton, they continue to battle. It's just Centura's up a couple of notches competitive-wise here in this first-round matchup. Three at the other end is no good by Krolikowski. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers. I've got her for eight boards here in a basketball game. 57-20. Overton trailing here against state-rated Centura. Driving the baseline. We've got a foul called as Smith drew the contact. And Page will go to the line. Looks like the foul will be on Kara Lyon, her first. And Smith, one of two at the line now. 6 points, one rebound, one block. Free throw good. Give her 7 points. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming your way when we're done. Quick recap of the stats, and we'll get you ready for the boys' contest. Second free throw on the way, and that's going to bounce off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Courtney Aitken. Continues to clean the glass. Outlet pass, though, going to the left-hand corner to Krolikowski. Back to Aitken. Aitken not looking to shoot with the big lead, just trying to distribute the ball. Tries to get it into Schulte. The ball is knocked around. We'll get a jump, and the arrow will point the way of Overton. So a rare turnover by the starters, or starting eight, you would say, here for Centura. 57-21, if you're just joining us. This is the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio. First two games here, then we'll have the Ravenna Loup City games on Classic Hits 98.9 beginning at 4:30, and we've got college football between California and Texas from the Holiday Bowl. Coverage begins at 6 tonight here on ESPN. Toledo and Air Force playing in the Military Bowl. That kicks off at about 90 minutes. And when we get to that point, we'll let you know who's in. And now Coach Mettenbrink's going to get everybody out of the ball game of significant playing time. Our mystery player, number 54, comes rolling back into the ball game. Haley Garcia, Brianna Dinas checks in, as does Ashlyn Roth. And the ball is stolen away from Overton. That's turnover number 30. And into the front court come the Centurions. Get it into the hands of Roth. Swing it right side to Garcia. Down low. Turnaround jumper is up and in. And that'll make it 59-21. Again, we apologize that we do not have number 54 on our roster. And we really will try and find out who that is by the time we're done here. Here's a back pick. They get it into Beavers. Wide open and put it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Centura, and the outlet pass is stolen away. Enox with the steal. Got it down to Beavers. She'll put it up and score. So there's a transition bucket for Overton. They've been able to do that against their conference opponents, but not here today. 59-23. Three is open, but it is passed up by Nitsch this time. And Brookley has had a good game, 9 points for her so far. As Centura tries to work the ball. I think they're just trying to get it inside, which they do. The short jumper is no good. Offensive rebound put back up with a foul. We'll send our mystery player to the line with 3:09 remaining here in the basketball game. So two free throws coming up. And the first one is too strong. One more coming. Take a little extra time, a couple of dribbles, and the free throw too strong. So again, outside of Aitken, they are really struggling at the free throw line. The free throw missed, and Smith will get the rebound, her second. Enox gives it off in the corner to Brown. 3 minutes to go in the game. Brown holding the ball, trying to force it inside. There's nowhere to go, and then when the pass is made, it is stolen away. Good defense again by the Centurions, and then their long outlet pass taken right back by Paige Smith. Two on one. Good bounce pass to Enochs. The layup is up and in. Good job by the Eagles that time. And Enochs with her first bucket of the basketball game off the assist from Smith. 59-25, and we've got a timeout called by Centura. We'll take it with them and be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Doug Duda with you here at the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament. 2:35 remaining in our opening game of eight that we'll have all for you today. The first two on ESPN, the rest of next six on Classic Hits 98.9. In the paint, the turnaround jumper by the Centurions will not go. Offensive rebound put back up, no good by Roth. And we'll try one more time. And this one is up and in by Brianna Dinas. So Dinas with her first bucket. 61-25, Centura. At the other end, they try to get it into Beavers. The pass be deflected out of bounds. Stay with Overton. And Brown will throw it in. Chelsea, everybody on the right side, ends up trying to go all the way up top to Smith. Smith tries by the defender in the lane, puts the runner up and in. 9 points now to lead the way for Overton for Paige Smith. And finally getting some points on the board. They had some in the second and then some in the fourth. The first and third pretty lean for the Overton Eagles. A total of 8 points in those two quarters. 61-27. Minute 45 to go. Work the ball around the perimeter on the left side. Kralikowski lobs it down low into the double team. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Lost away by the Centurions. 61-27. A minute 40 to go. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, so stay with us. Here on ESPN Radio, Enochs brings it across the timeline at center court. Crossover dribble to the left side, all the way to the baseline. Looks for the shot. Has it blocked from behind. I believe that was Kralikowski that was with her the whole way. Blocks it, takes it away, gives it to Nitch. Nitch goes coast to coast. Layup too strong, and the ball loose in the paint. We're going to get about a four-way jump ball in there. It'll stay with Centura as Roth and Brown were tied up. So the Centurions underneath their own hoop to throw it in. Looking, and up top it goes. Into the hands of Kralikowski. Swings it right side to Nitch. Down low. Turnaround jumper is up and in. Again by our mystery player. 63-27. Old Mystery's doing good, though. 4 points, five rebounds. On the right side with it, it gets into the hands of Chelsea Brown for Overton. Brown needs Enochs, gets it to her with a minute to go. Enochs drives, 10-foot runner, no good, but she'll be fouled, and Kinsey will go to the line for the first time here this afternoon. And ready to fire it away is Kinsey Enochs. Puts it up, and good. Just the first free throw that Enochs has attempted. She'll put it in. 3 points for Kinsey. Second free throw is on the way, and it's too strong. Ball batted around, and the rebound brought down by the Centurions. Up the floor they come. Into the hands of Nitch. 50 seconds to go. Nitch swings it right side to Roth. Ball between the circles. Get the ball inside here. Good bounce pass by Dinas, but they missed the backside shot. The rebound brought down by Farley. That was a good play that they ran. They just didn't get the shot to fall. Long outlet pass, trying to get it to Beavers. Madison will kick it back out top to Enochs. 30 seconds to go in the game. Right side, Brown dumps it down low to Smith. Shot no good. Fighting for the loose ball will be run down to the corner by Kralikowski. 20 seconds remain. Maybe one more shot here by the Centurions. Enochs keeping it on. Brooklee Nitch. 10 seconds to go. Swing it to the left side. Get it down low for a turnaround jumper that will not go. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that is the end of the basketball game. It was all Centura from start to finish. They scored the first 16 points, and they cruise to a 63-28 victory, improving to 8-1 on the season. Overton will fall to 4-2. Overton will play in the 1 o'clock consolation game tomorrow on Classic Hits, while the final championship for the girls is at 4:30, which is where Centura will be. We'll take a break and be back with the Musco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to ESPN Radio, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is time now for the Musco Sports postgame show. Musco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Maybe you got Christmas coming up this weekend instead of last weekend. They've still got a lot of great gifts, whether you need Husker gear, Loper gear, maybe a jacket, a soccer ball, a basketball, a football. It's all there at Musco Sports. Well, we tracked down 54 for Centura was Annika Gleason, and she had a pretty good ball game today. We'll tell you all about it when we give you the final stats after this on the Musco Sports postgame show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back to the Musco Sports postgame show here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look now at the final stats. First of all, for the Overton Lady Eagles, we had Addie Fisher with 2 rebounds. Kinsey Enox had 3 points and a 1 block shot. Paige Smith led the way in the scoring department with 9 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Chelsea Brown, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Madison Beavers, 8 points at a team high, 9 rebounds. And Miranda Farley had 6 points and 6 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting was all in the second half, 1 of 2 in the third quarter, 2 of 5 in the fourth. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 16 in the first half and 15 in the second half. Overton had just 11 points at halftime. They scored 17 in the second half, and the Eagles held to a season low 28 points here, but this is going to be one of the best teams, if not the best team, that Overton plays all season long. They've got some very good competition, but this C2 state-rated Centura team holds them to 28 points, 21 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 31 turnovers. Overton now 4-2. Will play the Ravenna Loup City loser tomorrow at 1 o'clock at a consolation game, and then after that, Overton will be back home January 3rd to take on Gibbon. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Centura right after this on the Musco Sports postgame show.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And we are back here at Ravenna. Let's take a look at the final numbers that we had for the Centurions. It's just about everybody that suited up here was able to get in the score column, and everybody that did suit up got into the ball game. First off, Taylor Turek had 2 points and two rebounds. Taylor Wetzel, 5 points and a rebound. Brianna Dinas, 2 points, two rebounds. Courtney Aitken led the way today for the Centurions with 12 points and 13 rebounds. Casey Krolikowski, 8 points, three rebounds and a block. Brooklyn Nitch had 9 points, one rebound. Jessica Schultes, 10 points all in the first half, six rebounds. Caroline, 2 points and a rebound. Ashley Roth, two rebounds. Angelica Young, 9 points, all in the second half and three rebounds. And Annika Gleason came off the bench and played very well. 4 points and six rebounds off the bench for the Centurions, who just got a ton of rebounds in this basketball game. And let's take a look, 28-29, 38-40 overall. So 14 in the first half, 26 in the second half. Free throw shooting, that's one spot they have got to get better at. 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 10 in the second half. And of those 5, 4 of them were made by Courtney Aitken. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Most of those turnovers were when the starters were on the bench. Centura had 33 points at halftime. They scored 30 more in the second half, and the Lady Centurions finished with 63 points, 40 rebounds. They were 5 of 17 from the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 1 block and 13 turnovers, and the 6th-ranked Centurions improved to 8-1 on the season with a 63-28 win over Overton. They'll take on the Ravenna Loup City winner tomorrow, 4:30 on Classic Hits 98.9, and when they get back to the regular season, they will be hosting Sutton on the 3rd of January. So 63-28, the final. We'll take about a 20-minute break because at 2:45, it's the boys' game between Centura, who wants to slow it down, play half court, and Overton, who's a little bit more physical and does not mind getting up and down the floor. And that game comes your way at 2:45 on the boys' side. Again, very balanced. Centura jumped out 16-0 and kind of cruised the rest of the way as they took care of Overton, 63-28. For our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, where right now, everything on the breaks at Misco's is another 15% off the already marked price. If it's on sale already, you take another 15% off, helping you into 2012 at Misco Sports. We'll see you again in about 20 minutes here on ESPN Radio.